Lloyd Jackson's been doing a series of reports all week long, our WJR senior news analyst, Lloyd Jackson, for this National Apprenticeship Week, and he continues with the series. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. You know, it's been a whirlwind visiting these construction training centers in Metro Detroit as part of the MUST Roadshow. Now, MUST stands for Management and Union Standing Together. Now, they put on this roadshow at their training centers for counselors from area high schools to come in and learn about the skilled trades firsthand. One of the training centers I visited was the Pipe Fitters Training Center in Troy, a five-year apprenticeship program where it's a mix of on-the-job training and classroom work. Now, as a pipe fitter, you work on installation of high-powered steam or natural gas or power systems. They also install heating and cooling systems for large facilities like high-rise buildings, schools, and hospitals. Jason Nostrant is a counselor at Warren Woods Enterprise High School who took part in the MUST Roadshow. I caught up with him at the Pipe Fitter Training Center. Cut one.
A lot of our students aren't college bound. They think, well, I don't want to go to college, so what's there for me? And this is just a perfect opportunity for us to go back and explain, you know, there's opportunities in plumbing, working with electronics, like we saw they were working with fire alarms. Like, these are all things that we need, they can do. The people working with in them seem to love their jobs. We're saying how they were able to get in these programs, they're debt-free. It's a wonderful opportunity to share with our students.
James McCracken is a counselor at Warren Woods Tower High School and says participating in the MUST Roadshow was very eye-opening. Cut two.
Oh, it's extremely important. Obviously, I went to college, and I have that experience. I can relate to students with that, but I've never done anything like this before. So to have the hands-on experience and to talk to them and be able to relate to the students what I've learned and the experiences that I had, it's definitely helpful.
Is this something you've done before? Is this the first time?
This is the first time for me, so nothing to this scale. It's really eye-opening for me, definitely the career opportunities that are available to students.
A student that gets into the apprenticeship program gets paid while they learn. They go out and work on actual jobs with journeyman contractors. They get great benefits. And after completion of the program, they're debt-free. No student loans to pay back. Counselor Jason Nostrant says construction trades are not just jobs. They're
a
career.
Lot of them start off as getting apprenticeships, and then it turned into full-time, and they've stayed with those jobs. A couple people said like 15 years. So they obviously like their jobs, and it's a great opportunity.
For more information on construction trade apprenticeships, go to mustcareers.org, mustcareers.org. Paul W.
I love this this series that you're doing, Lloyd Jackson, and I never heard of MUST. I don't know. Have they been around a long time, or is this relatively new?
About 6 years.
Oh, boy. Around. Well, the whole idea of management and unions standing together is obviously a move in the right direction for everybody. And to underscore how great it is to have one of these apprenticeships that lead to incredibly well-paying jobs and don't leave you with a really big debt at the end of it. Of course, I'm talking about those of us who chose to go to college. Now, I didn't have a big debt. Whenever I've talked to kids and classes and schools, I talk about how going to Monroe County Community College to start off, because the first 2 years of college are basically the same wherever you go, and I was able to work full-time in radio, and frankly, at one point in radio and at the Holiday Inn in Monroe, but that's another story, because you have to work two jobs or three jobs in the business anyway. But to be able to do that and then transfer to the University of Michigan, of which I'm very proud, but I graduated debt-free. Mm-hmm. And you don't hear that a lot from college kids today. So it's very tough. You hear, in fact, about trying to forgive college loans and all these other controversial ideas. It's not controversial if you benefit from it, but it is controversial. But there's no question about that when you become an apprentice. Because as an apprentice, you're not racking up bills, you're racking up money.
Yes. You're getting paid while you are learning, and you're out there. 90% of it is out on the jobs, 10% in the classroom, no debt at the end. They say the only debt they want you to have at the end of this is the debt of your home, because you've bought a home. That's the only debt they think you should have.
I thought they were going to say the debt of gratitude, but that's another story,
That's another story, too.
Yeah, you know, you hear about these kids. Well, listen. Even in high school, you know, I was working in radio for pennies, and friends went to work at the car companies for the summer, mm-hmm. and they were able to end up buying a new car at the end of that job, for example.
Yes,
and I was not able to. But anyway, I'm glad that the mindset and the attitude has changed to be much more open to the whole idea of how important these jobs, these, first of all, apprenticeships, and then those jobs, those trades, are so very important to these United States. So you shining a spotlight on National Apprenticeship Week, I greatly appreciate, Lloyd. Meanwhile, because in another life, you had a court beat, if you will, you covered a lot of trials over the years, in the many years you've been doing this. And I wanted to just get your thoughts, your opinion on what's going on in the Kyle Rittenhouse case.
Well, let me tell you, I just don't think that the prosecutors have put on the best case they could have done.
And amen.
I just think that, you know, the jury, they're asking a lot of questions. They've been, you know, asking for notes and things and videos and explanations of different things, you know, and I think the longer the deliberations go, you know, the more it may be towards Mr. Rittenhouse that he gets acquitted.
You know, it's interesting because a lot is being made of now 2 days and counting. Here's a guy with experience also, our friend, former Judge Fred Mester, who mm-hmm. said, I'm not at all concerned with the length of time the jury is taking. The jury is doing its responsibility with the seriousness of the charges, the testimony with the videos, the lengthy jury charge, and then the last one, I'm not sure exactly what he means. He says, the impact of their verdict. I hope he doesn't mean that they've heard the yelling and screaming outside the courtroom and they are concerned about their town being burned down again if they don't find in the favor of what the mob rule is pushing. I hope that's not what he meant. Maybe just the impact of their verdict because, you know, we're talking about a guy who could go to prison for life.
Well, no, I think, though, maybe Paul W., he was talking about that because if I'm not mistaken, you know, they have National Guard outside, you know,
right.
The courthouse waiting just in case, you know, whatever the verdict
but
is.
But that should not affect their decision on whether he is guilty or not guilty.
No, it should not. And you know, the same type of, you know, question was asked during the trial, the George Floyd trial with the officer there. A lot of people said, well, the jury, you know, voted guilty because they were afraid it was going to be another riot. Well, you know, I don't think so. I think they use the information that they had in front of them. Hopefully this jury is doing the same thing. Those jury instructions, though, Paul W., whew.
Yeah, a lot of – how many pages? It was
like 30-something pages.
Yeah, I thought it was like 30, 36 pages or whatever.
Yeah.
That alone is confusing. And then
that's a lot.
They asked to see them again. All right, Lloyd, thanks for your help as always.
No problem, Paul W.
Lloyd Jackson, WJR Senior News Analyst here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.